Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Okay, Cambridge Analytica. Well, you know, I just to put a bow on this whole Iraq thing. Yes, it was yesterday, but we are still in Iraq today, right? We still have soldiers in Iraq. We have Americans who are fighting, and will die in Iraq. You have an absolute screaming mess in Iraq and Afghanistan that we have created, and it turns out that it was all illegal. It was all illegal. And this is amazing. Naomi Klein just documents this. The Green Zone, the city within a city that houses the occupation headquarters of Saddam's former palace, was filled with young Republicans straight out of the Heritage Foundation, all of them given responsibility they could never have dreamed of receiving at home. Jay Hallen, a 24-year-old who applied for a job at the White House, was put in charge of launching Baghdad's new stock exchange. Scott Irwin, a 21-year-old former intern to Dick Cheney, reported in an email home, "I am assisting Iraqis in the management of finances and the budgeting for the domestic security forces." The college senior's favorite job before this one, "My time as an ice cream truck driver." Right. An ice cream truck driver is now running the finances and budgeting of the country of Iraq. Hey, you know, he's with the Heritage Foundation. He's with the Bush administration. But it was all completely illegal. Geneva Conventions of 1949 and the Hague Regulations of 1907 absolutely prevent an occupying country from seizing the assets of that country and selling them off. You can't do it. But we did it. So the question, will George W. Bush ever be held accountable for this, for these crimes? Or should he be at this late date? Here we are 15 years on. We had an illegal war. I mean, someday we're going to be looking back on right now and saying, you know, should Donald Trump be held accountable for this, that, or the other thing? This, in my mind, so much of this goes back to Jerry Ford saying, nah, we're not going to hold Nixon accountable. Or Bill Clinton saying, nah, we're not going to hold Reagan and Bush accountable. Or for that matter, Barack Obama saying, nah, we're not going to hold George W. Bush accountable. When do you have accountability? When does that happen? Well, if you're a Democrat, of course, like Bill Clinton was, you know, it happens while you're in office. But, you know, where does this go? We'll see. Okay, Cambridge Analytica, there's a lot of other things going on as well. Cambridge Analytica, now the audio has been, well, actually, yeah, audio and video has been released of the sting operation by, I believe it was Sky 4, Channel 4 News in the UK, where they got the senior leadership of Cambridge Analytica to sit down and say, oh, yeah, you know, we have a history of using hookers and basically blackmailing people. That's not the word they used. They didn't use the word hookers either. They talked about those attractive Ukrainian girls. Right. And this is opening an absolute firestorm. And it goes back to the issue that we were talking about yesterday, which is where, at what point do you say that a media platform on the internet has the same responsibility to disclose the origin of its advertisers, of its revenue, as does a radio station or a television station. You can walk into any radio or TV station in this country and say, I'd like to see your public file. And they will show you a list of all complaints that have been filed against them by anybody in the community, with that, against them or to the FCC or whatever. You can also see basically a lot of the business that the radio or TV station does, particularly the advertisers. But you can't do that with Facebook. You can't do that with most websites. Is it time for us to say that the standards that we've applied to radio and television stations and newspapers over the years should be applied to Facebook and Twitter as well? I believe so. I think anybody who accepts advertising has a certain obligation for transparency, a certain level of minimum level of transparency. And, you know, we'll see where this goes. But this is something that I think is... I think these companies are going to start self-policing in the hope of avoiding external regulation, but eventually they're going to have to come up with external regulation. So if we're to hold George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, L. Paul Bremer, Paul Wolfowitz, and the other neoconservatives in that administration, if we're to hold them responsible for the destruction of Iraq that started 15 years ago yesterday, how do we do that? What does that look like?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Is it entirely in the court of public opinion? And let's talk about the failed libertarian experiment. There's never been a successful libertarian experiment anywhere on Earth. It's the anniversary of the invasion of Iraq, the war on Iraq. And we're talking about the genesis of that. What has got us so far? How it got us here and where we're going with that. That and other great news, check out the program today. The full 3 hours, free of commercials, are available over at TomHartman.com as a podcast. And, of course, there are clips of the program here on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.